Guys, coming next to the stage, this gentleman turned 29 years old yesterday. It was his birthday. So let's all wish him a lovely happy birthday as he comes to the stage. Mr. Logan Dean! Yeah!
Hello. Happy birthday. Oh, hey, thanks. Hey, thanks. That was nice. 2016 was the best year of my life. 100% hands down the best year I ever had. It was my 10th anniversary of living here in Chicago, which is kind of depressing a little bit. But at the beginning of last year, I made kind of a private resolution to try and have the best year ever. And I succeeded.
Yay!
Yeah! Thank you. Wow. What an unexpected applause. it started last year around this time. My good friend asked if I'd be interested in going across the country with him. I said, when? He said, Monday. And I said, yes, on a whim. And we spent 4 days driving from here to Los Angeles. And it was an incredible experience that made me kind of think about where I was in my life. I've been living here for 10 years. I came here to find a new home because I was kind of bored of my old one in Michigan. I came here to go to school that is a garbage school. It's Columbia College Chicago. Don't go there. It's a pyramid scheme, and they just want your money. They don't pay their teachers well either, so they don't really give a shit. So I was kind of set. I was in this place for so long, and I felt like I was going to be here forever, and then I kind of traveled the country and saw all these wonderful things. I ate the best tacos ever in Amarillo, Texas, and I did the drunkest stand-up set I've ever done in Arizona, and then I spent the night in the worst hotel ever conceived, also in Arizona. And I thought, as I was coming back from that trip, man, wouldn't it be great to... I didn't want to move to Los Angeles, but wouldn't it be great to kind of like expand my home and find out where it really was, if it really was in Chicago, if it was somewhere else. In June of 2016, my girlfriend and I went on our annual vacation to Northern Michigan. And I kind of started to feel like maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. But it's boring as shit up there. Like, it's real pretty, but there's nothing to fucking do. But it was made better because I was with her. And then we went to Gettysburg for her family reunion in July. And it was awesome. Her family is incredible. And it is sobering to be on this battlefield where all these great patriots died. And there was also a bunch of awesome Pokemon Go stops. Which is a weird place for them, but that made it a lot better. In October, I saw two of my best friends get married, and it was awesome. It was a beautiful ceremony, and it was this amazing declaration of their love. And I looked at my girlfriend, and I said, let's not do any of this, because it's expensive and time-consuming. So a week later, we got married in my living room, in our home, the home we made. Because no matter where I am, my home is her. And it took me all of last year to realize that my home isn't a place where I live. It's not Chicago. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Michigan. It's her. And wherever I am, as long as I'm with her, I'm home. Thank you.
Thank you, Logan. Guys, that was so much of y'all. So saccharine. I love it. That's Logan's home right there playing the keys. Logan's home is very dexterous on those keys. I appreciate it.
I'm really good with my mouth, though.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, Logan's home. I'm going to call you that for the rest of the show. That's weird. I'm not.